This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2057. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave, on this edition recorded October 22nd. Antarctica, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Ethiopia, Europe, India, Korea, South and North, Netherlands, Palau, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Sudan and South, Thailand, Turkmenistan, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, Venezuela, Vietnam et al., and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, LRA 36 Antarctica had not publicized the broadcast for Saturday, October 17th, but I checked it anyway, and there they were, 1733 past 1843 UT on 15475.98. Reduced carrier upper sideband, of course, via a remote in Brazil. They had publicized via Manuel Mendez that their next broadcast would be the following Tuesday instead of the usual Wednesday, because the 20th of October would be their 41st anniversary. And indeed they were on that date, with a longer broadcast, roughly 13 to 16 UT, but then did not appear on Wednesday the 21st. Then Manuel heard from LRA 36 that their final broadcast of year 2020 would be the following Wednesday, October 28th, between 14 and 16 UT. After that, I suppose it's off to summer vacations. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on Radio 4KZ, Queensland, Australia, 5055. He was hearing it on October 19th from 09:35 till it cut off, close to 41 seconds after 11:06 on their automatic timer. They were mostly playing pop songs, but did have news on the hour at 10 and 11 UT, but only bits and pieces could be made out. There were a good number of ads, such as for office supplies. In the NASFA fly sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois reports on Emisora Pio XII, Siglo XX, Bolivia, October 17th at 23:35, a port-of-fair signal on their precision signature frequency, 5952.44. Men and women talking, better during music and improving with time. He says they are following their recent pattern of being heard on shortwave mainly on local Saturday evenings, if ever. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports Radio Inconfidencia, Belo Horizonte, Brazil, reactivated after months out of air on 15190.1, October 21st at 10:17 to 10:35, Portuguese, Brazilian songs and pop songs in English. ID at 10:29, the program called Em Boa Companhia. And he heard it again on the 21st at 13:20 to 13:50 with more comments and ID. Wolfgang Büschel then checked it out for the exact frequency using a remote in Germany at 14:16 UT, October 21st, 15190.094. But the frequency is unstable, wobbling up and down 2 or 3 hertz and a weak and tiny signal across the Atlantic. Now their other frequency on 49 meters, 6010, has been more active, although hard to hear. Manuel Mendez heard that one, also on October 21st at 0347 to 359, very weak on 6010. I find monitoring long-wave beacons, especially from Canada, can be fun, such as on 274 kHz, October 15th at 06 UT, a dash and YPM, which is 25 watts from Pikangikum, Ontario. The programming may be rather boring, but if a little research uncovers some interesting background information, a learning experience. Turns out this is one of those zombie beacons, as Bill Hepburn calls them, who runs the DX Info Center list of beacons, because it was marked as decommissioned, but it has come back. According to the website ifna.ca, Pikangikum, P-I-K-A-N-G-I-K-U-M, I have no idea if that's correct pronunciation, the First Nation is located on Pikangikum Lake, approximately 100 kilometers northwest of Red Lake, Ontario, or 15 minutes by plane from Red Lake. One of the largest First Nation communities in northern Ontario, with the highest on-reserve population, approximately 2,300. An estimated 75% of the population is under 25 years of age. A vanishing breed, Canadian shortwave broadcast station, only one currently on the air, CFRX Toronto 6070, but we hope there will soon be another one again. On 6030 from Calgary, Alberta, CFVP, which originally stood for Voice of the Prairies. We're replying to an inquiry October 16th from Dan Robinson. Harold Sellers in nearby BC says, I just received yesterday on the 15th a message from the station. The gentleman who repaired the transmitter for us would like to come help us sweep the line and see it go to air. I guess between myself and Dale here, we haven't been able to find a day that works for all of us. I will try again and see when everyone might be free. I'll let you know when it is back on the air. We expect that the format will be comedy, simulcasting its AM 1060 CKMX. That is funny, 1060. It seems they remain oblivious to the slight problem of co-channel interference all night long from Radio Marti and or Cuban jamming. Speaking of which, for the past several months, Radio Marti had been off the air overnight, no shortwave frequencies, between 04 and 10 UT, although the jammers hardly noticed and would keep on going most of the time. However, the B-20 schedule going into effect October 25th shows an expanded broadcast between 04 and 06 UT, but only effective until December 5th. I wonder why. I'm already hearing those frequencies active until 06 UT. 7435, 7335, and 6030 as of October 19th. I pulled out their full schedule from HFCC, and it makes the usual changes, such as 13820 replacing 13605 in the daytime between 14 and 20 UT. Also, the Radio Marti evening frequency, 5980, which was originally carrying the TV Marti audio instead, 5980 is being replaced for B20 by 6125. Once again, from 23 until 04 UT, Turkey takes over at 04, and let's just hope that the jamming finishes by then. Another oddity, the experimental DRM frequency carrying Radio Marti programming from Grimesland, North Carolina, 7340 to 7350, has not been heard lately. It had been scheduled all the way from 17 until 02 UT. However, it is on the B-20 schedule as a non-DRM frequency, but those are often erroneous listings. So the question is it gone for good or coming back, and in which mode? Furthermore, WRMI is still carrying an unacknowledged Radio Republica relay on 5800 at 03 to 04 UT Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That's following the regular broadcast via France, which ends at 03 on 9490. Something I had not been aware of before, however. On October 17th at 0300, the broadcast on 5800 opened the Alternativa program as a joint presentation of Radio Marti and Radio Republica. And I should add in general, although it may be anomalous propagation, there seems to be less Cuban jamming than usual against Radio Marti frequencies. Some of them, I hardly hear any jamming at all. But that was certainly not the case October 16th at 0632, when there was pulse jamming out of the full bore 6030 against no Radio Marti, spreading out over 6008 to 6052. Thanks to the incompetent and wasteful jamming command, for something is always beyond wrong, and beware, CFVP. Likewise, Radio Havanakua itself, spur blobs this week to report, October 18th at midnight 42, about 5122.5 out of their 5040 transmitter. That's two times an interval of just over 41 kilohertz. There was also one about 4957.5. And Radio Progresso has also been putting out spurs, which it did not do before, from 4765 when it's on the air. October 18th at midnight 42, I had a distorted spur blob around 4782.5, and another 4748.5, and another one October 22nd around 0222, about 4747, not to be confused with a legitimate Peruvian, about which more later. Contrary to an item last week filed under transmitter site Bulgaria, Ivo Ivanov now says the B-20 schedule of Oromia National Radio COVID-19 program via Bulgaria at 16:30 to 17:30 UT is to be on 11990 as it was last A-20 season and not on the expected frequency 11965. That is Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday only. Europirate, possibly really Italy, Marconi Radio International, announced some test broadcast on short notice. On 6170 USB, certain dates between 05 and 06 UT. We didn't have much luck hearing them in North America, but some were heard in Europe. Ivo Ivanov reports it October 20th, with a fair signal via remote in Germany. And Manuel Mendez also reports it. At 0520, strong at times, very nice rock and pop songs. And Bruce Churchill in California was hearing it, but via a remote in Sweden. They announced the frequency, 7720, which they had used previously. But it was actually on 6169.95 USB. They keep changing their plans, but as of October 22nd, Manuel Mendez had this info from their tests. 05 to 06 on October 24th, and 06 to 07:30 on October 25th, 6170 USB, or alternative frequency 6190. From Joe's Jacob on October 17th, Flash News at DX India exclusive. Some shortwave stations of All India Radio are off the air. 50 kilowatt transmitters have been decommissioned as follows. Bhopal on 4810 and 7430. Chennai on 4920 and 7380, Hyderabad on 4800 and 7420, and Trivandrum on 5010 and 7290. But there is more flash news from Joe's Jacob DX India. All India Radio Jaipur, J-A-I-P-U-R, from Rajasthan, is also leaving shortwave from Friday, 23 October. The 50 kilowatt transmitter was installed in 1992 on 4910 and 7325. Final broadcast on 4910 at 11:30 until 17:51. Manuel Mendez did still hear it on October 20th at 16:38 to 17:10 on 4910, and Dan Robinson in Maryland hastened to hear it as well on October 21st, somewhat muffled audio, from 15:30 to close down at 16:03 with music and news, I assume via a remote receiver. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2057, closely coordinated with worldofradio.com, all non-commercial services, for which voluntary contributions are always welcome, by money order or check on a U.S. bank in U.S. funds to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. A tip for rational living? Impeached, infected, incompetent, infantile. This week's jump around frequencies for clandestines south to North Korea is observed by Ron Howard, Monday, October 19th. VOP on 3480 at the best frequency, 3915, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600 checked at 1125. And a few minutes later, VOH on 3990, 4885, 6000, 6250, 6355, and 9100, when they had an English language lesson at 1140. The third one, Voice of Freedom, on 5920, good reception, no jamming at 1130, while the super jamming white noise from North Korea had been on 6045, but it moved up to 6135, blocking Madagascar. However, on October 21st, the Super Jammer was back on 6045 at 0605. I guess where it does not bother much of anything. In the medium wave circle, Max van Arnhem in Holland via medium wave echo says there are more and more Dutch low-power AMs on more and more frequencies. I wonder if this complies with ITU rules. Initially, they were on frequencies already allocated to the Netherlands, but now others are in use, such as 918 kHz, which belongs to Slovenia. The LPAMs have to cease immediately if there are interference complaints. There are also low powers in Holland on shortwave. Manuel Mendez hears from them, such as Radio Classic Sunday, to be on the air October 25th, 18 to 21 UT on 3920. Ivo Ivanov says the Brazilian format station Radio Onda, ASBL, via Marchanten site in Holland, but I believe based in Belgium, has this frequency registered for the B20 season with HFCC, 1 kilowatt non-directional, 24 hours available, 6170. However, he also points out there may be some interference, such as Voice of Korea on 6170 in various European languages, 200 kilowatts, between 14 and 2050 UT. As mentioned last week, the first test of the reactivated T8WH Palau, scheduled for October 15th at 08 UT on 9900, did not come off, but they were going to try again the next day. I was asleep, but others, fortunately, were tuning around and confirmed it actually appeared on 9930. Ivo Ivanov among them. He says, after 0800, they were heard in English. At 0814, IDing as this is Hope Radio, T8WH Palau, MFC Ministries with Joe Perisic. And the same IDs 15 and 30 minutes later. Ivo says he was getting fairly good reception via remote in Novosibirsk, Russia. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight had a huge 30 over 9 signal via remote in South Korea past 09 UT. But via other remotes, Wolfgang Büschel says there was CNR1 Mandarin jamming against 9930 until 0901. And after that on the frequency, Alan Holder says there was CRI English programming blocking it. Rick Barton in Arizona was also listening to 9930. Tuned in at 0758 when T8WH was already in progress, and the ID seemed to be Pulse Radio. Papua New Guinea update from Ron Howard in California. On October 19th from 1036, NBC Madang 3260 was still silent. His reception on October 7th turned out to be a one-day-only event. Furthermore, NBC Bougainville was also missing from 3325. However, there's another PNG station, 7325, Wantok Radio Light, a missionary outlet, and Manuel Mendes has news from them. They've changed their transmitter location from Port Moresby to Mount Hagen, Teka, Western Highlands Province. They said, due to vandalism in our old site in 9 Mile Port Moresby, we have now relocated to Mount Hagen. On the air very irregularly, as confirmed via email from the station. They say technical problems have caused it to go on and off. On October 16th, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil reports a station on 4765 before Cuba came on at midnight 30 UT. Later refined to 4764, it turned out to be Radio Huanta 2000 Peru, formerly on 4747. He says it had not been heard on the former frequency since August 30th. It hasn't been heard every night, and sometimes Cuba is not on either. Sometime you may luck out and hear only it and not Cuba. I tried October 19th at midnight 21, before Cuba came on, and measured a barely audible carrier, 34 hertz above 4764. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia had identified it for Lucio from his recording as Radio Huanta 2000. I also tried hearing it via remotes in South America, and the signal was no better down there. Then on October 21st at midnight 58, Cuba was absent, and I did have that just barely audible carrier again on 4764 from Radio Huanta 2000. Ivo Ivanov has the updated B20 schedules for target broadcast for Sudan and South Sudan. FPU's Radio Dabanga, 0429 to 457 on 7315, Vatican, and 11650 Madagascar, 1529 to 1627 on 11640 Bulgaria, and 15550 Vatican. These are in Darfur Arabic. And then in Juba Arabic, the other station, FPU's Radio Tamazuch, 0329 to 427, 6005 Madagascar, 7315 France, at 1459 to 1557, 11705 Madagascar, and 15400 Vatican. Note that there's supposed to be 12 minutes of English news as follows: Tuesday and Friday at 1544, Wednesday and Saturday at 0414. Also the other station in Juba Arabic, iRadio, EYE, the final version, he says. This is Monday through Friday only, and all via Vatican. 0359 to 0457 on 7340, and 1559 to 1657 on 15410. This one has an additional hour in English only. 0459 to 557 on 9600, and 1659 to 1757, 15410. Don't depend on Radio Thailand for news about what's happening in Thailand. Richard Langley was monitoring their English broadcasts October 15th, and nothing about the demonstrations. Anyway, Mike Newland in Kentucky has been hearing the temporary English quarter hour at 13 UT on 9390. Thanks to the absence of WRMI from 9395, it allows good reception of Thailand. No shortwave from Turkmenistan and hardly any longwave. 279 kHz in Rusty X. Some info about Watan Radio, as they call it. The transmitter is working, but the modulation is very rare or very quiet. The writer says, in 2 years I heard modulation only 3 times, and that was more than a year ago. Somewhere in the sound channel there is a device like a noise suppressor. The settings have drifted away and began to completely crush not only the noise, but also the useful signal. Why the workers of the station for several years have not been able to find a fault and have wasted heating the air is a mystery. This is from the forum UKRTVR. Charles Harley comments on the Voice of America program, Issues in the News. I always look forward to Fridays for my weekly dose of that program. I usually listen via podcast, but there were some technical problems. I contacted them, and they repaired them. It's ironic that one of the best programs from American journalists is essentially a secret from most Americans. Mike Cooper agrees that Issues in the News is generally worth listening to, a level-headed discussion of the week's events. All the weekly VOA news discussion shows, this one is the best. Impacting some world of radio broadcasts, among many others, WRMI number 1 transmitter on 7780 broke down on October 17th, but it was back on the air by the 19th. Bob Bierman says it's the oldest unit, probably close to 60 years old, originally in the site in Massachusetts at Gates, so repairs may not be easy. Richard Langley says it's the same transmitter that was damaged in August and then repaired. Then Alan Rowe found on WRMI FB October 20th, transmitter number 6, 9395, temporarily off the air due to a blown capacitor and some other minor damage. Engineers are working to get it back on the air, but we may need some parts. Bob Bierman explains, there is only one engineer on the site in Okeechobee for 14 transmitters and 23 antenna systems, and he is only part-time and semi-retired. The engineering situation is getting grim in this business, as we are all aging out. WBCQ also had problems with a 6160 transmitter. Larry Wills says, as of Thursday the 15th, the system is back to full power, but repairs continue. So the WBCQ streaming service is migrating from a legacy platform. We are migrating from Shoutcast version 1 to Icecast version 2, and the addresses of all services are changing. Under the Cuban jamming on 5980, I've been detecting something other than the Radio Marti. October 19th at 0556, I could finally recognize it as both Brother Scare and the University Network. So it's a leapfrog mixing product of WWCR, 5890 over 5935, both very strong, another 45 kHz higher. Unfortunately, last week's info about more DX tests from WNJC, 1360 in New Jersey, was wrong, because I was quoting information from the people arranging the tests that they would be on UT Saturday, October 17th, while before they had been on UT Sundays. Well, they're still on UT Sundays, such as October 18th and presumably 25th. From Radio World via the Arctic Radio Club, the FCC has officially moved into new headquarters from 445 12th Street Southwest in Washington to its new location, 45 L Street Northeast. The new space is likely to remain empty, however, as most staffers are continuing to work from home because of the pandemic, and visitors in person are not welcome. Ron Howard updates us on the third harmonic from Radio Vanuatu on 11835. Heard October 20th at 0600, about an hour before their sunset with indigenous drums. However, on October 21st at the same time, there was no signal at all. It was back October 22nd, as early as 0235 in French, and at 0331 the English hour started inside the studio, being the program, and Radio Australia's Pacific Beat, 0411. After 06, there was a news update in Bislama. Greatly improved reception, he says, and heard earlier, no interference from CNR2 China, closer to their sunset. Radio Onda Corta Venezuela frequency has varied slightly. October 20th at 0328, relaying La Voz del Tigre, I measured it on 6905.956, or rather the TWR Bonaire remote receiver displayed it as that offset frequency. There was just enough carrier for it to lock on, although it's mainly an upper sideband. But, however, there was hardly any modulation to be heard on this occasion. Ron Howard reports on Ho Chi Minh Radio, the Vietnam coastal station known by the acronym V-I-S-H-I-P-E-L. Do they pronounce it Vichipel? It's on 8812 USB with only a 3-minute broadcast October 19th at 12:39. It starts with a series of tones, then an English weather information for South China coastal waters issued by the Hong Kong Observatory at 7:30 p.m. October 19th and so forth. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Carl Racinus checks in with an observation. I happen to look at Universal Radio's website. There's not a single desktop shortwave radio they sell anymore. The Alenco DXR8T, the last tabletop communications receiver they sold, has been discontinued. Now the only choices are portables or computer radios. Editor Kenneth Zicke replies, I look at this as good news, bad news. The good news is that the SDRs available now offer more bang per buck than we've ever had available. And if you look at high-end ham gear, most of it is based on an SDR that someone has cooked in a more traditional interface to hide the complexity. Bring out a temporary online remote SDR in Lubeck, Maine. That's in the southeast corner right on the coast that Bill Whitaker set up. I was pleased at how much medium wave DX can easily make it into our Atlantic Northeast, monitored on and off for less than a sesquire October 19th from 2103. It was really too much to be heard, audio almost every 9 kilohertz, starting with Saudi Arabia, the 2 megawatt station, on 1521, then another Saudi on 1512, at 1503 kilohertz, Spain, 1467 TWR France, 1450 I ran across CFAB in Nova Scotia, 1413 Spain again, 1377 an intriguing low audible heterodyne between weak carriers, probably Iran and Armenia, 1314 and 1305 more from Spain, 531 and 549 Algeria, 1530 before 22 UT, I was checking for VOA Saint-Thomas sign-off with the Yankee Doodle. Instead, I heard powering up instead of down WVBF in Massachusetts. Also on 1530, Romania, and 1188, Iran, 1179, Spain, 1458, Romania. Propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder, geomagnetic field, minor storm levels, G1, October 22nd to 25th. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5. Solar flux dipping to 72 October 26th to 30th, and back to 75 by November 8th. That's World of Radio 2057. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Hauser, inviting you back next week with a standard disclaimer.